This podcast is sponsored by RPG Sessions, an online role-playing tool for Genesis and Star Wars campaigns. Learn more about their character sheet, virtual game table, and Discord bot at rpgsessions.com.
D20 Radio, where gamers roll. www.d20radio.com.
So we left off as you guys had entered the amusement park after having a conversation with a gentleman who later identified himself as Dane, and there was something after that, a title or a last name perhaps, that he almost said and then realized he did not want to give you the full thing.
Judy Dench.
Oh, I don't have to actually tell you that, so I'm not. After our good friend Mac got most of us in on his promise of good behavior.
Yes, except for Ben, who got in under the false pretenses of being a person known as Michael Blake.
Correct.
Yep, go with God, Michael.
Uh-huh.
I hate to see what the hell's going to happen to Michael Blake in at the end of this.
So, you find yourselves in a midway-type area. There are things blocking specific paths. And beyond, it looks like a fully functioning park. In fact, as you stepped over, this place, your perception of this place changed. It went from somewhat repaired to like it was in its heyday.
The appearance of fully functioning, including the smells of popcorn and fried snacks.
Yeah, a lot of things that you guys probably don't necessarily identify by name. Just very sweet smelling. If Greasy had a smell, this is it.
Don't eat anything.
The roller coaster, as Mac identified it. You did see running from the outside, but it looks much grander once you've crossed this, whatever this magical spell is. Towards the end of the session, Lance had sort of tried to focus, seeing if he could find a way out, but was unable to really pick out any real details in the world outside, at least from the paths that were partially blocked. There's a dance hall up ahead, and what appears to be some food vendors, and although I say food vendors, it's mostly just food set out. A large crowd of people that seem to be dancing in the dance hall. But as you guys sort of take a moment to look around and look back at yourselves, you all appear to be wearing different clothing. It's very sort of like sport jackets for the men, and it's just very 80s type clothing, really. As if you were going to some type of party.
Anything else about our appearance changed? I know that Maya described having bark-like arms. Is that still visible or hidden?
What I will say is those of you who weren't wearing long sleeves before can sort of tell that this is almost like an illusion. You don't feel the weight of like a coat like that on your shoulders.
It's glamour.
Whatever it is, don't like it.
That's good. You shouldn't like any of it. This should at least be relatively harmless.
The sooner we can figure out what we're doing here and get on the road, the better.
Yeah.
What's the two rules? don't speak our names and don't step off the path, right?
I think the only rule is we have to say we want to leave before we leave. Say, pointing to the sign.
The rules that I gave were don't step off the path. Don't give them your names. And I think I said don't accept any gifts or food or anything.
You have to leave of your own free will. And other people have to leave of their own free will.
Yes, but is that the rule that's posted on the signboard?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be actively looking for Senek. But I don't trust this place, and I don't understand its magics. So I'm going to go with the safety and numbers route right now and stay close to the party and not run off.
Okay.
To the dance hall, I think is our only real way to place to actually go.
I think you're right.
Quite a few people, probably, I'd say 10 to 15 people here, sort of dancing and having a good time.
Does there appear to be like a band or a DJ, or is it like music being piped in and that's it?
There are boxes above, like at the corners. You can see it's the dance hall is like a pavilion more than it is a full building. And from where you're standing as you approach, you can see like inside there is some type of box with a circular cutout or something on it that you think the sound is coming from. But you guys have never seen speakers before, at least not knowing their purpose.
Try not to focus on the music.
Place feels really happy.
Oh yeah, everybody's really enjoying themselves.
Try not to focus on that either. That's how they get you.
How do you know this?
I read a lot of books.
You see one of the children come by, probably 10 or 11, with this puff of pastel-colored... It almost looks like cotton, but then he takes a bite out of it. And he seems to enjoy it greatly. And then runs back into the dance hall.
Kind of looks like that kid's eating mold.
That's a pretty color, though.
Do you see your partner here, Mr. Stormborn?
You want a perception check or something?
You do not see your partner.
I do not see Senek here.
However, Ben, you do in fact see your brother here.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the back, having a good time.
Right. As I say, there's no way to really tell. I was going to ask if there was anyone dressed in, you know, better clothing that didn't look like they might have been a laborer or someone cutting down trees, but everyone's got these fake clothes on, so I don't think...
Yep.
Is there anything I can try to do to pierce the glamour with my magic?
You could attempt to dispel it.
Nope, that seems like a bad idea. That seems like it's going to anger our host. No, I was thinking like some magical jiggery-pokery, like... Can I ensorcel?
Yeah, that'd be a dispel.
Does anyone see anybody that they recognize? Benny, do you see Steven Jensen? I've never been to Jeremy's Hill before.
Can't say that I've ever met him either.
Did you say you've never met him?
I'm pretty sure that Lance has, though. Should I make a check to see if I can identify any of these people?
You see several people from town that you would recognize.
These are definitely the folk from Jeremy's Hill. And I'll start like pointing them out to Mac. Like, I know who that is, and explaining.
Do you see Steven Jensen anywhere?
Yes, you do see Steven, as well as his wife. Though you don't know her name, you never actually met her. You just you saw like a painting they had when you met with Stephen. You think one of the children you saw might have been one of their children, but you definitely do. I mean, you definitely see people. You see a lot of familiar faces of people that you probably encountered the last time you were in town, even if you just kind of happened to walk by them.
I will turn my back to the Jensens to face Mac and lean in and say, Stephen Jensen and I believe his wife are directly behind me at this time. Look to the back.
I look to the back.
They're dancing. They're having a good time. But you guys are still, like, probably 10, 12 feet away from, like, the step. It's like a almost like a step up onto this area.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd like to observe this dancing for a little bit. I have a hunch, but...
Well, there's a couple benches nearby.
Grab a seat. Keep an eye out.
Could engage, but I'm concerned about going out there and dancing.
Don't do that until we've had a watch. And I'll step off to the side over near where the benches are and grab a seat.
Right.
Does everybody do so?
Is everyone in the building dancing or is...
Yeah. They're either dancing or the kids are sort of running around like you would see, like, the littler kids are, you know, especially sort of running around like you would see at, like, a wedding with the little kids. The older, there aren't many older kids. The oldest is probably 12 or 13. There's a couple early teenagers, preteens. They're still in their hat. They're in their dancing, yeah. Well, as you guys are all sitting down, a sort of cart with all sorts of fried foods and a bag of popcorn and other various sort of snacky, salty, sweet things sort of rolls by. Things look pretty good on it, and it seems like people are taking of it freely.
Very nice for them.
We're not supposed to eat this, right?
Correct.
I know that, but...
Don't eat it.
I wish we had eaten a bigger meal before setting out.
Yeah.
You should be safe to eat the food you brought with you.
I'll break out some seeds.
It looks really, really boring and plain and... Just after seeing all that delicious looking food that just rolled by, this just your stomach kind of rumbles at the thought of having to process such bland.
I think Michael is going to join in the dancing.
I'll put my seeds away after a few mouthfuls.
If you get up to go towards the dance floor, I put a hand on your shoulder and stop you.
I sidestep and continue towards the... I'm not going to dance. I'm going to go see if I can sort of pickpocket.
My whole point of observing was I wanted to... Does the music stop and do people step off the dance floor at any point?
How long is Ben waiting before he does this?
Probably a minute or two, just taking my own time to observe, to see if there's anyone not dancing in here and looking towards, okay. I assume there's an exit on the other side that leads towards where the roller coaster is.
The path leads past this, actually. You can see sort of
on one side of the path towards the roller coaster.
Exactly. But before Ben gets up to go do that, the music doesn't stop. The people don't stop dancing. It continues to go. So Ben is going to step onto the dance floor.
This is a bad idea, Michael.
Like I said, I'm attempting to pick, see if anyone's got anything actually on them, or if they're caught unawares and they have nothing in their pockets or anything like that. Probably heading towards the leader of Jeremy Hill.
Why don't you give me a skullduggery check? I'm going to call this, let's call it average. I'll give you a boost die because these people are distracted. Actually, I'll give you two boost dice for that.
I have success, two advantage.
Oh, Jesus. So you sort of deftly slip through the crowds here. The crowd. I keep calling it a crowd. There aren't that many people. I'm sorry. You should have definitely stepped through and
small gathering.
Almost, you don't even
trying to keep my back to Blake, just in case.
Yeah. So, and people don't even like notice you. Almost, you sort of step through and get up close to Stephen Jensen and are able to slip two copper from his pocket.
Is there anything else of interest on him, or does it seem like I said, they were taken completely unprepared? And
yeah, it doesn't seem it. There's no with those successes. He's not wearing any sort of weapon belt. You'd be comfortable saying he doesn't have anything, any weapons hidden. It frankly seems like he just was heading to lunch one day and then ended up here.
Spend a minute or two, like, meandering around the dance, getting to him. And when I realized that almost no one's paying attention to me, I sort of just step right back across to where the rest of them are waiting. Playing with a coin on my fingers.
While Ben is in there, the song does change. There's sort of a bit of a lull as the next song picks up, but people go right back dancing.
Nobody comes off the dance floor?
Not yet. Nope. Ben steps off the dance floor, and shortly after, within like 30 seconds of him sort of stepping off and crossing the path back to where you all are sitting, a group comes down the path from the roller coaster area. About 10 people sort of filter in onto the dance floor. And another 10 that were on the dance floor filter off and head towards the roller coaster.
Who is still sitting on the bench with me?
I am.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of lean over and I say, is there a rule about trying that roller coaster thing? You know, for investigation purposes.
This is going to get old, but no, it's probably incredibly dangerous.
That's fair.
Remember, he's feeding these creatures with people's fear. Who knows what else comes away from you with that fear?
Among the people that leave are the Jensens and Blake. Among the people that return are Senek.
So I see Senek?
Yep, dressed similar to everybody else. In very stylized. The more you look at this, you guys have probably all seen some type of photo that has been preserved. These are very much pre-end clothing styles. Senek seems to be enjoying himself. The group that is returning is sort of talking amongst each other, seemingly about how crazy the ride was, and they can't wait to go on it again, but they feel like they need to dance a bit.
Senek, the Kneptar found you.
So in the time that it takes you to sort of recognize him, stand up and cross the path, he is already into the dance floor. But you certainly can step up in if you so wish.
Yeah, I'll rush over to them and say, Senek, thank Neptar, I found you. We have to get you out of here.
They spin around, and it almost takes a moment, but there's a flash of recognition. Tarvok? What are you doing here? Please, let's dance.
Nah, we'll not and dance.
And they begin pulling you towards the dance, towards like the center of the dance floor, and sort of playfully goading you into dancing.
This demon has you all bewildered.
There's no demons. We're just having a good time.
No, you're not. His creatures are feeding on you all.
No, you're crazy.
Tell me you didn't make a deal with him.
Why don't you give me a charm check?
Okay, I'm going to spend a story point.
This is going to be average. I will give you 2 boost dice for your relationship.
Okay. Average is 2?
Correct. But I am also imposing 2 setbacks here because there is more at play to this than just that.
Okay. Oh my god. 4 failures and 4 advantage.
Okay.
That's not good.
So you definitely aren't going to convince him to leave just off that. How would you like to spend your advantage?
I will heal 1 strain. And I forget, when we're not in combat, can I give the next person a boost or no?
Yep.
Oh, I can? Okay. Yeah, I'll give the next
person. It's based on the scene.
Okay, the scene, that's right.
Yeah. Trigger the blast quality.
Actually, I can give myself a boost, right?
You can give yourself a boost and the next person a boost.
Correct. However, yeah, I will say you failed this check for now. You will not be able to repeat the same check.
Right.
I said partially you could spend the advantage perhaps on some sense of what the compulsion here is or some hint at what is going on deeper.
Are you able to spend advantage for that?
Rob's got magic narrative.
I mean, that's up to the GM. Does that seem something that would be likely with this check interacting with Fennec?
All right, so I'll take away the boost for the next person. And
Tarvok, come, please, dance. There's no demons here. Dane told us when we were done having a good time, we could go home. I'm not done partying. I don't know about the rest of you, but let's have some fun. And they pull you out onto the floor.
His charm isn't going to let the fun end.
You're being silly.
You're going to dance and party yourselves to death.
He told us we can leave anytime we want, but I don't want to leave right now.
The cunning bastard said that because he knows you won't want to leave. He's made it so.
Tarvok, I'm not leaving right now. I'm glad to see you here. I'm glad to see your face.
If you won't leave until the party's over, then we'll have to end the party.
At this point, I'll step up behind Tarvok and put a hand on his shoulder. Mr. Stormborn, I'd like to introduce you to an old friend.
Do not leave this dance floor without telling me, Senek. I'll not lose you.
They sort of smile and turn around and begin dancing around.
Amen, I'm going to kill this creature.
You're probably not. And I would caution you against saying such things out loud while we're here. I understand you're upset. And I understand that the people that you love are involved in this. But we're not going to be able to heavy hand our way through this. These are subtle creatures and the solutions to these problems require nuance. I told you I would do everything in my power to help you get your loved one out of here, get all of these people out of here.
These creatures are bound to their rules.
They are. They are bound by the rules just as we are.
Then we need to find a loophole.
Correct.
A way to make this place not fun.
Correct. However, ending the party is only going to be bad for us. More to the point, it's going to be particularly bad for me.
What if we sullied it?
What do you mean?
What if we make this place unbearable to be around?
That would be inhospitable of us as guests here.
Then what do you suggest?
I don't know yet. And I understand that's not the answer that you want to hear, but it's the only answer I've got. We need more information.
If all else fails, we can have ourselves a good time.
While they're having that conversation, Lance begins to move closer toward the roller coaster to try and inspect like its mechanics and how it operates.
It's hard to see exactly what's going on. While there's a lot of bright light, it generally seems not to focus on the workings of this machine. It's obviously several carts on a track, and it's being pulled by something up the first hill.
Mm-hmm.
The first hill is clearly the tallest of all of them, and it takes a couple minutes to go around. And it repeats without the people getting off a couple times. Again, you see the floating motes of light. Lightly pulse in. They're sort of positioned at certain places, and they lightly pulse as the people pass on the carts. The cart is rather short. It looks like it holds about 8 people. And there's a queue of people lined up, waiting to get on.
Can I assess the area for high ground kind of vantage points?
There is no high ground.
Nothing? Yeah, okay.
There, you do not see anything readily climbable.
Mm-hmm.
That you can get to.
Besides the coaster itself.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
And even then, the trestles aren't in an area where you can just walk over and start climbing.
No, I imagine not. But I don't know if there were like any kind of lamp poles or lights or anything nearby.
It just seems, the lighting just seems to be ever present. It's
excellent.
Yeah, it's
not at all unsettling.
Even the pavilion, the way it's structured, the supports, the roof comes out past the supports. So you could climb up the supports, but you'd be hard-pressed to get onto the... What's Maya up to through all this?
She's still just sitting watching people dancing, like, kind of just, like, studying them, and at a complete loss to how we're supposed to get any of these people out of here.
That food cart rolls by again while Mac is talking to Tarfok, and Mac's back is turned.
You're a bad man, Tyler.
I'm gonna stroll over there just to. You didn't say anything about not sniffing the food, and I love food.
Oh, God.
I mean, it smells so good, too.
Oh, no.
It smells delicious.
Are there Oreos on this cart?
Yeah, they're probably deep fried.
I was going to say, you might not be able to identify them as orcs. There are these golden brown, slightly shiny,
like salted nuts
pastries. There's yeah.
I mean, Lyle loves seeds and nuts.
There's a bag of peanuts. It's like a red and white striped bag. There's similar bags that have popcorn in it.
Smells so good.
Like I said, there are these paper plates that have these large fried pastries on them, with what looks like a powdered sugar shaker right next to it.
How much is this food? Is there around or?
There's nobody around. And as you're thinking that, somebody comes up, takes something, and goes off. There's some of that wispy stuff that you saw the kid eating earlier.
I would like to poke one of the wispy things.
It's soft. It's on like a stick.
I then just like stare down at like my finger and like wonder if like licking my finger qualifies as eating the food.
There's a couple little strands on there.
Oh, I'm so tempted. I brush my finger off on my pant leg. And I grab a bag of peanuts and then go back over to the
okay. bench.
And I just kind of like hold them and sniff them.
They smell fantastic.
Yeah,
they're roasted.
Do. I'm going to throw a peanut at Lance.
from the cart to the roller coaster?
No, to Mac. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm going to throw a peanut at Mac.
Well, as you're sort of sitting back down, the cart almost like waits another second. Like, are you sure that's it? And then rolls off.
All by itself?
Yeah, that's how it rolled up.
Wisdom save.
Mac, you feel a little plink, like on the back of your neck.
I immediately turn around, clutching the back of my head.
I watch the peanut, like, hit him.
How far away are you from me? Are you, like, in...
Like, 10 or 12 feet?
Yeah. I just kind of, like, hold up the back.
Probably a little bit farther. It was probably a good distance.
Good throw? But,
I mean,
yeah, I've got a great arm, so... I just kind of hold up a bag of peanuts.
As Fennec had dragged character to the center of the dance floor.
Yeah.
Tarfok. There we go. I can't think of.
But he was sort of moving around in that. He was sort of moving around in that conversation. Tarfok was with Fennec. So what do you guys, what's next? What do you guys want to do?
Well, when I turn around and I see Maya holding the bag of peanuts.
I'm waving you towards me.
My eyes go wide like saucers, and then I turn back around to grab Tarvok, and he's gone.
No,
not Tarvok. Lance is missing. When you turn towards Maya, she's the only one on the bench
with a bag of peanuts, and Lance is gone.
Yep.
And then I turn back to Tarvok. Mr. Stormbrunn, we've got a. And I start heading towards Maya.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, I haven't had any of them. Just sniffing it, but could you just explain to me why?
When she says, "Don't worry, I haven't had any yet," I go up and I grab her by the side of the head and I get real close and I look right into her eyes. Like, does she look like she's been glamored or ensorcelled?
Whoa.
I'm looking okay. A little nutty right now.
All right. I put the peanuts down on me and I like firmly place both my hands on your chest and just deliberately push you back from me.
Oh, easily, I'm sure.
I will not have any of this food. I was just wondering if you could explain to me in more detail why I cannot take in this really good smelling food. And then I put my hands down.
Accepting anything from them creates obligation.
But no one gave me this food. I found it.
You found it here. In the domain of one of the Fae.
So this would also go for any food I find that grows out of the ground?
No. Unless there happens to be another one of these creatures around influencing the area.
Well, maybe if it's not, like, actually a natural plant.
Right. Do hot roasted peanuts just sprout up out of the ground?
No, but that is something I could work on.
Did you happen to notice that that cart rolled by unaided?
See your point? Just asking. I will not eat any of this deliciously smelling food.
When you say that, you sort of point down at where you put the bag down. It's not there.
Oh. Okay. I guess the food has accepted that.
Huh.
There was a place before the end. A place called Australia. And everything there was trying to kill you. The animals, the plants, the people. This place is like Australia.
Never heard
except, of it. Except nothing here is trying to kill you. Everything here is trying to trap you. It's trying to trick you.
So are all these people doomed?
No. The only thing that they, that the one thing that they cannot take away from you is your free will. These people have chosen to stay here. They are choosing to participate in this because the music is delightful to their ears and the dancing seems fun and the food is delicious. And the roller coaster is fun and scary, but the good kind of scary, not the bad kind of scary. Everything that these creatures do, they do to ensnare your senses. It's a game to them. A little snack might seem harmless, but that's all it takes. Once the hook is in, it's very hard to get out. Mr. Stormborn, you're a Senec. They're a reasonable person?
More reasonable than I.
Are they given to flights of fancy to just up and abandoning their home to come to a carnival that's appeared out of nowhere and to dance as if there were no cares in the world?
Nay, they are not.
But does Senec like music?
They do.
It's all it takes.
I just want to note that by this point, failing to be able to get close enough to see the real mechanics of the roller coaster due to the throngs of people in the queue, Lance has gotten in line.
What I would like right now is a discipline check from everyone. It is going to be easy. However, Ben, you are going to have a setback die on this due to your fear of commitment. There's no commitments here, it looks like. If you stayed here, you don't have to worry about that. Tarvok, if you stayed here with one of the loves of your life, you would never have to worry about being away from them again. Further, that fear of isolation, you probably would never be alone again if you stayed here. You will suffer 2 setback dice on this check. Maya, you don't think there's much in the way of judging here just in what you've seen, there are, you know, you saw Senek, they've got a limp that in some circles you would have seen people make fun of that pretty mercilessly. You're going to take a step back because you don't think you'd ever have to worry about humiliation here. But you're pretty independent as well. So I'll give you a boost die as well. Lance, I'm going to give you two setback dice as well. Like Tarvok and your fear of isolation, you'd never have to worry about being alone again because there'd be plenty of other people here with you. Furthermore, this place seems full of danger, and that's right up your alley. So you're going to take two setback dice as well. It is a base easy check.
Does it have to be discipline, or could potentially cool be?
This is discipline. This will be discipline.
I don't get anything?
I was looking at yours here. Let's see.
I said, does he get any boost dice for his paranoia?
First of all, my strength is being analytical.
I will give you two boost dice.
Also, it's not paranoia. They're literally out to get us.
I will give you two boost dice for your analytical nature and your insistence on not falling into any of these traps. In the same respect, Tarvok, I'll give you a boost die as well.
That's right.
So,
wow. Tarvok with the roll.
Six successes and one advantage.
Okay.
Nice. Oh. Oh, fucking hell!
Ben, you want to read your roll?
Yeah, three failures and an advantage.
Oh my god.
Well, I don't see Lance's here yet, so let's get that in.
Oh, it didn't go through. There it is.
Okay, all right.
Zero successes, one advantage.
Zero successes, one advantage.
Can I divvy out some of my successes?
may not.
It's the fucking dragon all over again.
One success.
So, there is some good news here. This isn't a fear check. You're not. You're not all paralyzed with fear. However, those of you that failed, this place seems just a little bit more hospitable now.
Is that what the check was? I didn't even have to make it. I was already planning on acting like that.
Well. Sure. However, Maya and Eamon, you are taking a setback die on all checks made for the remainder of this session or until I ask you all for another discipline check.
Ooh, great.
As the music has gotten louder and more pleasant, the aroma of the food has gotten more enticing.
There's a slightly more paranoid flick to Mac's eyes.
Ben, you're taking two setback dice. However, I'd say probably you're easing into this. Probably you too, Mac. Although not based on what you just said. I'd say you probably recover strain with your advantage. Lance, I mean, this place is kind of neat and all, but you're still not sure about it. Tarvok, this is bad news. You're still resolute in your feelings of this. You don't want to be here.
Yep. Very much so.
That is sort of a cumulative effect of the last half hour, give or take.
Before we get back to the show, though, I do want to take a moment as part of the D20 Radio Network to tell you about another great podcast on the network. The Genesis Archives is another Genesis RPG actual play podcast. The podcast currently is featuring a campaign through their first project, The Unseen World, which is a modern fantasy setting, I believe set in Las Vegas. So you can check them out at anchor.fm/TheGenesisArchives.
Sticking around here, we're gonna go find that other guy.
We should. Where's Mr. Hawkins?
You guys gonna look around?
I mean, okay. I start looking around, maybe a little too frantic.
I'll poke my head out and see if I can see him outside somewhere.
He is not outside the dance hall.
You say there's another exit on the other side of the dance hall?
No. It continues past the dance hall towards the roller coaster.
Dancing looks mighty tempting.
You think he followed the people towards the roller coaster?
Very much concerned that that's what happened.
Well, we should go check on that.
We should.
One thing I will say is nobody seems in immediate danger.
I'll get up and also... Tarvok, did you want to go? Do you want me to stay and keep an eye on Senek?
If it's all the same, I'll stay here.
So then Maya, Mac, and Ben are all heading off towards...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to spend a story point on this. As you guys are approaching the queue for the roller coaster...
I'll wait right by the door of the...
Like right at the entrance?
Hall. Okay. Yeah, so I can see the party.
Lance.
Yes?
You're waiting in line patiently. The cart comes to a stop. The people that were on it get off. Seem to be having a great time. And they step off, and the person in front of you gets on the cart. And everybody else is sort of like waiting behind you.
Can I see from here any kind of indication of how this thing works besides carts on a chain?
Well, you didn't see any sort of chain before, but you do see a chain now going up the center of the track, going up the hill. It definitely sounds like there's some type of machine running underneath you. But at the same rate, the music is pretty prevalent over here, too.
Sounds like there's only one other person who went ahead of you. That means you get the front.
No, you can sit wherever you want. There's... Like I said, there's a total of 8 seats.
No, I just meant he could sit in the front and be able to see that chain and perhaps the mechanics.
Right. I'm going to walk around it to try and see if I can get a glimpse of anything else, how it might function. I imagine people are going to come on and get on from there if there's still a seat left after
So there's no way to walk around it. You can walk like down the platform, but the people get off on the same side as you.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to step out of the way and kind of lower down to look under the carts.
It's dark down there.
Okay.
When he sort of steps out to the side, the people behind him start moving to get on the ride.
Only 10 people were let through, and then the gate closed behind. So they're waiting on you now.
Okay. What seat is open?
The back.
Okay. I'm going to climb into the back.
Okay. So you... the three of you that were heading towards the roller coaster get to the steps that lead up and into the queue. Just as you see Lance sort of stand like he was, you think he might have been like bending over looking for something or something. You see him stand up, take stock of who's in the cart and where they're at, move to the back and sit down. You hear a clank as Lance, a bar comes down over your lap.
Oh no.
What an asshole.
And there's a lurch.
Beat me to it.
I know, right?
And you are slowly climbing this hill.
Okay. I am trying to maintain like a very tight focus on the sounds of this machine and the feelings to try and figure out how it's functioning. You can determine how well I do with that or what I need to roll to keep that throughout all this, but that's the goal. I want to figure out how this machine works.
So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rolls involved with you riding this.
Mm-hmm.
It is a climbing this hill.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call it rough, but it's sort of, it's a little jerky. As this chain sort of pulls you up, and as sort of the front car, which is two people in the front, two people in the back, and then your car, which you're at the back of, as the whole thing sort of crests the hill, there's a clank as something releases. And you are zooming down this hill. It's really hard to tell. I mean, the best you can come up with in this situation. All right, give me an average perception check. I'm going to give you two setback dice here because you're in a moving roller coaster and the lighting is not very good.
I think I can make an argument for a boost. Because I understand basic physics as an archer.
That's not what you're really looking for here, though.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you're just looking to understand the physics, but you, I,
no,
it
I'm
sounds like you're trying to figure works. Out how.
Yeah. Two failures, three advantage.
You're not sure. This is like...
We're going to die in this carnival. We're going to die here in 100 million years.
What a lovely campaign.
Three advantages. There are screams of joy. And actually, as you sort of hit one of the... You hit the second peak. And you get this pit in your stomach. This pit of it's fear, but it's not like
I've known fear, and it's not that kind of fear.
Right, it's not that kind of fear. It's a you don't know what's coming next. Almost, know, I don't know how to explain that pit. You get this like in a roller coaster.
Yeah,
but
it's
you get that
sensation
pit.
Of free fall.
Yeah, it's and adrenaline.
As you get that, the small motes of light at the top of this flare, and there were a couple different colors. There was a purple one and a white one, and they flare, and they become one larger purple mote of light. And then you are zooming down, and that happens three times or so. Like a full rotation around, not necessarily that that Will-O-Wisps event. And then it stops. And it pulls back in and stops at the end of the line. You hear the bar release. The person next to you pushes it forward. And everybody starts to get off. Lance is free to determine, free to decide how he feels about roller coasters after that.
I mean, he would have enjoyed it, but also if I were with the advantages, I was able to notice those motes of light, or is that just narration for other people watching?
No, you noticed that happen.
Okay.
Then and it was almost like, I will say this, it was almost like that pit went away when that happened.
Okay. Does the gate open to let in 10 more people?
Not while you're standing there. At least not immediately. Excuse me, sir. You need to move so the gate opens so we can get on.
After pausing for a moment to consider, I'll exit. And when I make it down to like ground level, I'm gonna start looking for Mac.
Mac, Ben, and Maya are presumably waiting at the exit for you.
So, how was it?
Exhilarating, to a point. Those wisp creatures were there, and I think I experienced what their feeding is like. It was strange. I was trying to figure out how this thing works, and I'll look to Mac now.
Ben shaking his head at you. So disappointed.
What have you done?
I rode on that machine to observe how it works. I was thinking maybe I could find a way to shut it down.
Okay. Did you find out how it works?
No, but I found out what the feeding feels like from these things. It wasn't... I can understand why people aren't leaving. It was a very, very mild fear. It was an exciting adrenaline
rush. I turn to Maya and I point at Lance like... That's why we don't eat the peanuts.
Right. But you feel the fear, and then it goes away when these things feed. They lit up bright and purple, all in unison.
Fear is important.
Of course.
Fear is what enables you to survive. Now something has taken a measure of your fear away from you, and you're not going to get it back.
I know plenty about survival. There's some sort of mechanism below these carts, but there's not enough light. I couldn't see it. When it's rising up that first rise there, you can feel it. There's a strong pull and clink and clamor.
Yes.
Until it reaches the top and crests, and you can feel the mechanism release. I just can't identify what it is. However, I think I may have found another way to stop this ride. I don't think you're going to like it, though.
Well?
It seems to let in only enough riders at a time. And only if all the riders have gotten out of the way. If we ride through and wait, it won't let anybody else in. Even with just me alone waiting, they wouldn't let anyone else in.
Okay. Then what happens when it takes off again and you're still on it?
Or when our host comes and asks you to leave or tries to forcibly remove you?
I don't think he'll do that. He doesn't have to. Eventually, those things are going to eat all the fear out of you. And you'll have nothing to keep your mind in check when you wonder, as you get to the top of that first rise, well, what would it be like if I just took a step right out off the edge there?
Mac, give me a knowledge adventuring check. Let's call it... We'll call it hard. That's, don't forget you have a setback die.
That's three purple.
Yep.
I'm going to spend a story point. One success and three threats.
How do I phrase these so you don't know which one is which?
Well, I'm already pretty confused, so this shouldn't be too hard.
So the first thing you, as you're saying that, sort of think of, it's entirely possible that that's why they're not constantly riding the roller coaster. And that's why they're going and doing something fun. And being given sweet treats. That could be recreate fear that was taken from them in enough measure to sustain things. But you're also certain that if you just make everybody glutton out on the food, they might not be able to ride the roller coaster all that much. Because based on what you've seen, there's a lot of up and down motions. And that could get people sick. And who wants to go on that thing when you're sick? Right, as you guys are sort of talking, Max sort of stops for a second.
All right.
Rather rude.
Of course. They're sustaining the people with the food.
Yeah, that's usually what food does.
No, but not their bodies. It's sustaining their emotions. The food must somehow be keeping their fear levels in check so that they can provide a constant source of food for whatever the hell those things are. So that they can provide a constant source of food for the will-o-wisps.
I've lived a pretty dangerous and thrilling, frightening life on the road for quite some time. And I just rode that thing three times. It was a little scary the first time. I don't think that they could keep... It wouldn't drain me of my fear, I don't think. I'm not afraid of it.
Roller coaster isn't what's draining your fear. Those things are eating it. All you need to do is feel a little bit of it, and then they latch on. I think if we can get them to stop riding the roller coaster, eventually they'll leave.
This time, Tarbok, it seems like Senek and several other people on the dance floor are gathering and heading. It seems like they're planning on heading back towards the roller coaster as another group sort of filters back in. Some of them with...
Was I able to hear the conversation they just had about feeding these people so they can't ride?
No, they are by the roller coaster. You are still in dance hall.
As you see, nine people come back to...
Senek, where are you going?
We're going to ride the roller coaster.
Do we see people leaving the roller coaster to head back to the dance hall?
You saw people. I mean, as Lance got off,
we
people left and came up.
We need to go back to the dance hall. We need to convince these people to eat. And keep eating.
I thought you said not to eat.
They're in it already.
How about you and I spend some time together before you go back on?
I'm on the roller coaster. It'll be fun.
I would sooner live in a desert than go on that roller coaster.
Tarvok, live a little. It can't be any worse than the ships that you are on all the time.
The ships I'm on do not devour my essence.
What are you talking about? You're being paranoid.
Paranoid or not, it's been a long time since we've seen each other. Let us spend some time together.
I offered you some time to spend together. Come with me on the roller coaster. We'll wait in line. We'll have time to talk. And then we can have some dancing time after that. But you didn't want to dance.
How long have you been here?
I don't know. I haven't been keeping meticulous track of the time.
And all you've been doing the whole time you're here is dancing and going on the same roller coaster. You don't find anything odd about that?
No. It's fun. We're enjoying ourselves.
It's been days at this point?
It has been... let's double check. I believe it's been 2 days. Two and a half days.
Two and a half.
They left on Sunday. What day is it now?
It is evening on Tuesday. So it's about 2.5 days.
And it also took however long it took them to get here. Presumably yep. A day of travel for them as well.
Sounds like you've been here for 2.5 days.
You're being preposterous.
Have you ever known me to be preposterous? To make up things of such importance?
No. Stubborn, though.
Is Mac following the group back towards the...
What was on the cart?
I mean...
Candy and foods and...
I'm gonna think really hard about the cart.
Okay.
Does it show up?
Man, I could really go for a snack.
Yeah. Like, I basically want to pour my will into that thought.
It doesn't just show up, but you do see it wheeling around.
It's always visible, just sort of somewhere at the edge of sight.
And you think maybe it's sort of veered its way towards you?
Okay.
But it's hard to tell.
Anything you think we should make them eat?
How do we get them to eat?
The people getting off the ride grabbed food as they made their way.
So how do we get them to eat more?
Go to the dance hall where they eat, or catch them on the way there and see if you can convince them to eat more? I don't know.
I mean, the food smells and looks amazing. Why don't we just grab a bunch of food and start handing it to people?
While they're waiting in line. Were there people queued up in front of the roller coaster aside? Yep. Like, are there more people waiting in line to get on the roller coaster than there are seats available on the roller? Are there always people waiting in line? Those are the words that I meant to ask.
There probably was after Lance, because he sort of upset the rotation, but there's probably a couple. You haven't really studied it all that long, but right, there's definitely more than 30 people here.
Yeah, I was about to say, you said there were like 13 or so in the... And there's at least 40 people from...
Okay.
Jeremy's home.
Yep. Get the cart. Get the cart over here.
I'm just going to go grab a snack from the cart. Go stand in line.
There are no, like, carnival barkers here, Tyler, you said? It's just the people from...
Yep.
Just these people.
And I'm going to make a deception check. As I pretend to eat and sort of talk about how delicious it is. And
okay. Before we get to that, though, I want to get back to Tarmac. Senek looks at you. Begins to step away and looks at you. Are you coming or not?
Senek, you've always trusted me with your life before. Please put that trust in me today. All I'm asking is some time.
Put your trust in me. Come on the
road. You're not yourself.
It's not going to kill you.
You're wrong, Senek.
I've ridden it several times. And I'm as healthy as I was last week. It's not going to kill
you. Anything strange afterwards?
No. Should I? It's a roller coaster.
And there's beast feeding off your fears as you ride it.
What are you talking about? You're crazy.
If you think I'm crazy, Then come console me.
I'm on the roller coaster, and I will prove to you that it's these things that you're talking about aren't real.
That's like diving to the bottom of the ocean to prove that the Kraken's not real.
No, Tarvok. It's like riding an amusement ride to prove that it's fun. Now, please. And they hold their hand out to you. Come.
I won't.
So be it.
Senate, please don't get on that ride.
And they begin to make their way. Until you give me a real reason why not, they just don't seem to be hearing your argument.
Is it really so important for you to ride that if I feel so strongly about it? Does this seem like you to choose a flight of fancy over our relationship?
Tarvok, how many times have you left to go out to sea?
That is different. That is how I make my living.
You're right. I just want to go on a roller coaster.
A roller coaster you've been on consistently for the last 2.5 days, but don't know it. If this were just some simple ride...
It can't have been 2.5 days. I would...
If this were some simple ride, do you think I'd be having such strong feelings about it?
Yes.
Really?
Come with us. And a couple of the other people you don't recognize are sort of starting to chime in now. Come on. You'll see.
It's a ton of fun.
You hold your tongue, I'm not talking to you. How about we have
temper, temper.
Lance went on it, and he's okay. I'm sure if you just went once with Senek, maybe it will...
Oh, no, that wasn't Ben saying that. That was just a random person in the...
We're still well, you guys can be there at this point. You guys can be there at this point.
I'm staying at the roller coaster.
Right, we're trying to get the food cart over the roller coaster.
So does Maya actually say that?
Yeah, so Maya says... you know, Lance went on it once, and he's okay. I mean,
I once, but there's no telling how many times these people have rode, and which might be their last.
That's fair.
Do you remember what you paid to get into this carnival?
Tarvok, why don't you give me a hard coercion check.
Okay.
I will give you 2 boost dice on this.
Great, I'll spend a story point. This is important. 5 successes, 2 threat.
Those of you at the roller coaster, it comes to a stop. The people get off, but the gate doesn't open back up for the people in line to get on.
Going on?
I don't know.
It's just people in line seem to be reacting in any way.
Like, oh man, come on. What? Like the one up front starts to rattle the gate, but almost thinks better of it.
Well, everyone, it looks like it's time to go home.
There's a look of recognition. First, in Senek's eyes. And then in the 2 other people that are sort of at their shoulders. And it's at that point that, Tarvok, you realize, first the glamour on yourself seems to have gone away. And then the glamour on everybody else goes away.
Oh.
And the look of recognition turns to a look of panic. And that look sort of spreads across, and every one of you sees it in every single person that you look at in their eyes. And before you even realize what's happening, the glamour that surrounded this area and made it seem so vibrant and so welcoming falls away. And the panic begins to spread. Where are we? What's going on? There's a child crying somewhere all of a sudden. General confusion and murmurs as people, well, the platforms and the roof over the dance hall are still intact and don't look like they're about to fall. This does not look like a well-kept place.
I think you're in trouble, Mac.
Vines that weren't there when the buildings began, when the glamour fell away, begin to cover every lasting structure. Lights begin to wink out again. What are you doing?
Whoa.
I think you're about to have a troubled Mac.
Is there any? There's nothing. Are there like boxes or anything I can climb up on to try and get people's attention?
There's some small trees.
What's with you and trying to climb on top of boxes?
Well, before I was trying to climb up above the roller coaster.
I've been trying ever since we got here.
Now I just want to get up so people can see me when I yell.
There's some small trees that look like they could support you.
Small trees. Yeah, it's not going to. I don't know if that's going to work.
What do you?
I mean, you'll get above the people's heads.
Yeah. I have a soapbox.
Well, I think we gave all of our stuff to the guy when we came in, right?
Oh, did we?
No.
No, he didn't take our weapons and things?
No.
Is the sign with the rules still hanging up?
You don't see it from where you're standing.
Was it only in one spot? I thought there were multiple signs.
You don't see one where you're standing.
What is the weather like?
It's dark. It's hot and humid. And as you're standing there, you sort of realize you didn't notice the uncomfortableness of the heat and humidity.
So I'd like to see if I could use, I don't know if I can do this with divine magic, but I'd like to cause like a calming breeze of wind, not only to like cool people down physically, but emotionally, and just kind of pass along.
Going to be a very difficult check to do.
Okay.
We're talking daunting.
I'll try it.
I'm going to spend a story point to upgrade it.
Okay. So that's 4, 3 purple, 1 red.
Yep.
I'm going to spend a point to upgrade. And I will pull out a vial of sea air that I had from the ocean and uncork it with my handy thing to give myself a boost. 1 success, 4 advantage.
Wow.
And I'd also like moonlight to kind of come through the clouds a bit when that happens.
The moon does seem to shine on you. A breeze kicks up.
My hair blows in the wind. Dramatic.
People do indeed sort of. There is a calming effect, but people are still panicking.
Right. But at least that might help when Lance tries to.
Folks, please.
I was going to say, Ben, sharp whistle.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to get attention.
We'll say, we'll say that, the advantage is there, at least three of them. Whatever check Lance is making here, I assume you're trying to make some type of social check to get everybody's attention. The way the moon shines sort of illuminates you particularly well.
Okay. Many of you know me. I am Lance Hawkins. I'm a courier. I know these roads. I understand that this is a disconcerting situation. If you stick with us and we stay together, we can get back to town safely. We need to remain calm and come with us.
All right, so Lance, you, this is going to be a leadership check. We'll call it average. However, there's going to be two setback dice in addition to your upgrade, because people are scattered and people are freaking out of it.
Ah, okay.
Can you get a boost from, I assume Mac was also trying to assist and get people's attention and draw their attention towards.
I was gonna conjure him a box.
Sure, I'll give you a boost.
Okay, and you upgraded it, is that what you said?
No, you're getting an upgrade because
because
of the three advantages.
Okay. Can I still spend to upgrade as well?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to spend a story point and upgrade again. And what are the setbacks? Two?
Two.
Okay. Ah, one failure, three advantage.
Okay, this does not... It doesn't seem like people hear you. There's no negative effects. Basically, your three advantages are that...
you don't cause more panic.
There's no ill effects to your negative check or to your failed check. But people are still panicking and looking around. And the vines are beginning to creep more. And
can I make a perception check to see if I can see... what was his name? That you Jensen. Had, Mac, the leader, yes.
That's what I was just going to say. We got to go find Jensen.
Yep.
We can't bring some sense of leadership.
Hang on. Let me just do some more narrative here.
Sure thing.
As the vines sort of begin to wrap around and pull down what remains of some of these structures... Will-o-wisps begin to flare and disappear, flare and disappear, flare and disappear. You're not sure if they're drinking in the fear of the situation or if something else is happening. But over here and then over there and then, and it's just momentary flashes and then they disappear again. So you're going to make a perception check to see if you can find Steven Jensen.
Yes. I know he had been amongst those that had left to go on the roller coaster.
Yep.
Recently. Is he in line here? Or...
This is going to be an average check.
Okay.
And we work together on it?
You are still suffering the effects of the failed discipline check earlier, as there's a bit of panic that you're trying to push down. You may provide skilled assistance. I think that is the best that you guys can offer because you're either the same or close to the same.
Two success, two threat.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, you spot him. He is kneeling down. And when you approach...
him and his wife...
The source of the crying has become evident as a young child, 7 or 8, may have fallen in the panic, and he's attempting to calm them and get them and stand them up, get them moving.
More than just one person to worry about.
What?
In charge of this town, aren't you?
He sort of takes a moment to look in, look around, and not wherever we are, but these people. Yeah.
We're about a day's away from Jeremy's Hill. I think everyone but your blacksmith.
What about, I don't know what happened. Where are we? A day's away from Jeremy's Hill. Where is that? What is this?
Mr. Jensen, we don't have a lot of time. These people look to you for leadership.
The vines have now covered all of the remaining structures.
We need to go.
You need to get some order in these people and get them out of this place. It's not safe here. Do you want some sort of check from us, leadership?
Yeah. How are you guys going to try to do this? I would say leadership is going to be difficult because you guys already tried that. It could be charm. It could be you guys try to direct him where to go with maybe survival.
I'm fine with attempting a charm.
I've got no help here.
Leadership, yeah.
I got two greens in both of those.
I'm going to attempt the charm.
Okay. Still with your setbacks?
Yep. What difficulty?
Average.
Zero success. Failed check.
Oh. Right, but I don't know where to go. He seems flustered at this point.
Would I have anything in my pack that could be helpful? Like my courier's pack?
I mean, what are you looking for? Like
anything like I know I had papers to deliver to the sawmill, but I don't think I have anything else for anyone, like, particularly in town, right?
No, and you don't, I mean, you think what's going on here is he's just overwhelmed with the situation. That,
right.
You know, he may run a town, but this is a little bit,
mm-hmm.
You know, he might be in a little over his head. He might need a little bit more direction.
Would I have a map? I mean, I don't imagine that Lance really needs one, but...
I mean, you could spend a story point on one if you want.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm sure you have maps, but they might not necessarily be helpful for getting back there from here.
Well, what I'm hoping... Let me explain what I want to try to do then, and maybe you can help me understand. I'll spend a story point to have the map, and I want to use one of my, like... skills to explain on the map where we are and how I would lead them back.
So give me a survival check. I will give you a boost die for the map. It's going to be hard.
Four successes, but one threat.
There we go.
Okay. You hold the map out in front of him and sort of...
Yeah, Mr. Jensen, I'm a courier. I've been a courier for many, many years. I know this part of the world. Let me show you where we are.
And you take a moment to almost pencil in a line on this map and hand it to him. And that seems to bolster him enough that he nods and starts shouting, and people respond to him. And quickly, under his guidance, it seems that people hear his words and they begin to dash for what passes as an exit now, leaving the five of you as the vines begin to...
Where's Dane anyway? I'm sure he's going to be pissed off and
converge into a small mound, and out of the top of the mound comes the same man you saw earlier, though twisted and angry. I don't know what you did. To break my magic. And deprive my pets, but you are going to pay. And he, his arms outstretch, and just vines start whipping around all around you.
Hey, we played by your rules.
Did we?
What comes after is a Genesis Actual Play podcast presented by Tabletop Tales in a custom setting created by me, your host and game master, Tyler O'Neill. It uses a modified version of the Genesis role-playing system created by Edge Studio and pulls content and features from the campaign settings Realms of Terranoth and Keyforge Secrets of the Crucible, also published by Edge Studios. Follow us on Twitter at whatcomesafter_, find us on Facebook by searching Tabletop Tales, and be sure to leave a rating or review on the podcast app of your choice. It really helps us get noticed.